Hello.
Hello, Amar?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Amar, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, Danny. I'm good.
Hey, good. Hey, just wanted to confirm that I did receive those emails you guys sent over, all the documents. And yeah, I just had a quick question. Was that the only... I kind of got them out of order. And John, when he sent one, he said this is one set of operating accounts. You guys have two banks, or you just have the one set of bank statements?
No, we just use main. This is primarily. This is the primary bank. Iberia is the primary bank for us.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And then.
Yeah. I mean, we may have we have American, but we just, it's a pass-through account, basically. I mean, there's nothing in there.
Okay. No, I was fine. I was kind of confused with the wording. I think it was because I got them out of order. And I got the merchant statements as well. From the Intuit, and yeah, I know he said that you guys use PayPal and Shopify, but is the Intuit statements, are they the most with the highest volume of cash flow?
Yeah, I think Intuit is attached to our QuickBooks. This is where people pay through that. Mm-hmm. Let me ask him.
Okay.
One second.
You know, and that's
just... Hold on.
Okay.
Just 1 second. Hi, Danny.
Yes.
I've got you here. So just 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. So you know, I was telling you, it's American bank.
Yeah.
It's a really nitty bitty bank there. So we're trying to download its statements. It's not letting us download anything. So we make our daily deposits in American, and then we do all of our wire transfers and everything out of Iberia because it's a bigger bank.
Okay. All right, that makes sense.
We do international wires all the time. So
right.
American does our day-to-day. But what I sent you was I went in our accounting system and I did previous year and this year and did a comparison against the both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many reports do you need? Is what I'm trying to figure out. Do you need more? Do you got enough? I mean,
right. No. Yeah. I was just trying to touch base with Lamar. Yeah. For the we'll do the bank statements. I just saw the email. You said you had a second.
This we the have one set two up. Operating accounts. We have two
okay.
operating accounts.
Okay.
We have one we make our regular deposits in every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have one that we move all of our wires out of because they have international. They have an international wire desk where
right.
a little American bank, our local bank right around the corner that we make most of our deposits in, doesn't have that ability.
Okay. So is it
we
the
send
same?
Wires every, we send wires every day.
Right, right. No, I get that. I was just, if you have the same amount of, it's just for the cash flow reasons.
Well,
so I would need those
that's
other
why
banks.
I sent you the other statements out of, you know, our accounting package. To give you some of that, if you need to verify, I just can't. To be quite frank, I can't figure out how to download the statements.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if there's
I mean, I can go into the accountant's office and get the physical statements and facts. I mean, you know, email them to you.
Okay.
The problem is she's not here. She's at St. Jude's today.
Okay.
So I don't know what the deal is with that.
Okay. Yeah. If you are able to get those, that's only going to help with the approval because they will look at the cash flow. And with those, also the credit card processing statements. I know you use PayPal and Shopify as well. We'd only need the statements that the highest volume.
I gave you the highest ones or the Intuit ones.
Okay. Perfect. Then that's all we need for those.
But I mean, if y'all are pitching that side, we would change it all.
You'd what?
we've been talking about consolidating and just got piecemealed over the years.
Oh, okay.
And so we've got three different processors.
Right,
and
right.
One of them's for the web, one of them's for our accounting package. And to be quite frank, I don't know what the hell PayPal does.
Right. Well, yeah, just to see if
fine. That's a specialty. I took all three of them. I took all three totals, and that's where why your totals are different, because there's three different statements you got to add together to get to our volume. But mm-hmm. Intuit by itself is more than 50%, and you'll see that.
Okay, then that's all we need. We don't need to mess with the other ones
okay,
then.
I hadn't figured out the reporting in both those bastards are horrible.
Right.
And I think it's doing it intentionally so you can't figure it out.
Right.
Intuit is very clean, and I could download a statement. So, you know, I was just trying to figure out what you needed, and I'm sure that is enough. Let me go see if I can find these American statements.
Okay.
Get this worked out for you. I'll try to have it to you in the next hour.
Okay, sounds great. And I'll start working on this right now so we can get this going for you as soon as possible.
So, Danny, is there anything else that you would need other than that?
No, that's all you need. I have the tax return. I got both the applications, the merchant statements, and yeah, all we need is the remainder of those bank statements, January to June. Yeah, and yeah, we'll be good to go.
All right, thank you.
All right, no problem. Yeah, whenever I receive them, I'll either call you back or I'll send an email confirming that I receive them.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Yeah, thanks for your time.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.